أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل وبعثنا منهم 12 نقيبا. As we explained yesterday, after Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the duties of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to fulfill the pledges that they have made with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and also reminded them of Allah's favors upon them, so that thereby also they remember their benefactor, that is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and they fulfill their pledges. Now Allah Ta'ala reminds the Ummah again by referring to the nations of before the Bani Israel, that they were also with the various pledges they also made and they agreed upon, and that this is not something new for this Ummah, but it was in the Ummah of before also. So this Ummah should not find it difficult to follow and to fulfill the pledges that they have made with Allah Ta'ala. And those pledges we had explained are different, whether it was the pledge of a list where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala asked, "Am I not your Rabb?" And we all pledged that, "Yes Allah, you alone are our Rabb, you alone see to all our needs." Or whether it is the other pledges which Allah Ta'ala, "Inna aradna al-amanata al-samawati wal-ard," etc. The various other pledges that Allah Ta'ala had taken, whether it is those pledges. So anyway, with regard to the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, or لے چکا ہے اللہ عہد بنی اسرائیل سے. Allah Ta'ala had taken pledges of the people of before, the Bani Israel as well. And as the pledges have been taken from you, they were taken from them also. It isn't something new, but it is an ongoing thing. And with regard to those pledges, وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا, اور مقرر کے ہم نے ان میں 12 سردار. And for that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had chosen 12 responsible people. There were 12 tribes of the Bani Israel, and from each tribe he chose one person, a responsible person. And primarily his duty was to see that they practice upon the Torah, the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And when the time came for jihad, to fight in the path of Allah, to prepare them for that as well. So Allah Ta'ala had taken pledges from them. Mufassirin have written that in this Ummah also Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had taken, had made various people responsible. For example, on Laylatul Aqaba, that is the night in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taken the pledges of the Ansar of Medina. At that time they were still not known as the Ansar, but the Aus and the Khazraj, the two tribes of Medina Sharif who accepted Islam, and they had come and they had pledged to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they accepted Islam. So then from them Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had also appointed 12 people as responsible. Three from the Aus, the tribe of the Aus, three people, and 9 from the tribe of the Khazraj. And they were now responsible to see to the Adini affairs of all the Ansar who came to be known as the Ansar. So this 12 Allah Ta'ala had maintained there as well. And then further, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had announced that in my Ummah also there will be 12 responsible people who will always see to the wellness and the goodness of my Ummah, and they will guide the Ummah towards righteousness and goodness. Ulama have written that of these 12, 4 are the Khulafai Rashidin, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then the 5th was Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who is regarded as the 5th righteous Khalifa. And the sixth is Imam Mahdi. He is among the sixth. And the other six they don't mention, but Allah will appoint, there will be such people who will always bring the Ummah back onto the right course and the right track. Fortunate are those people who are chosen. In the Torah also it is written that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam has chosen 12 khulafa, 12 responsible people who will always sacrifice everything and live 100% to the, according to the laws of Allah and bring people towards a deen. Those 12 are referred to as the same 12 which are referred to in the hadith of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is the four Khulafa Rashidin, then Imam Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and Imam Mahdi. So the Allah Ta'ala has appointed them. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala refers to all those people. Further than what their duties were and what work they had to do, that Allah Ta'ala discusses in the ayat as the ayat goes ahead forward, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to be righteous also, obey the laws of Allah Ta'ala and uphold the laws of the Quran Sharif and of our deen and practice upon them and to see that other people also practice upon them. May Allah give us all tawfiq.